Smashing Pumpkins, 101.5, Bob Rocks, good morning. I am Crazy Bob. It is 6:12. All right, we need... I've been thinking all night. All night long. I really couldn't sleep. Last couple of nights, I don't know, is there a full moon or something? It's crazy. It's just not able to sleep. But that has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about. I've been thinking all night, how do I address this? Because people listen to 101.5 Bob Rocks, they want to laugh, they want to rock out, they want to have some fun while they're getting ready for work, in the shower, brushing their teeth, combing their hairs, maybe going to the gym before work, whatnot. But, you know, I don't want to bring a screeching halt to your morning routine. But I have to say something, because we are a community. I am a human being. People listening, for the most part, are human beings as well. We have thoughts, we have feelings, we have emotions. And I just wanted to address the horror that happened in Nashville. Another school shooting, and nothing. And it's angering and frustrating. And my heart goes out to that community, the parents. I mean, it's just insane. I can't imagine. And the reason it's frustrating is because I have kids in school. And God forbid this happens where my kids are. And it's frustrating because it happens in all these little small communities where nothing like that has ever happened before. So if you think your child is safe, you are absolutely, without question, 100% wrong. Because nobody's doing anything. Or anything of note. God bless the teachers and the principals are trying to do stuff. They're doing their drills. They're reinforcing doors. but... when is somebody going to actually do something? It's frustrating. And again, I don't want people to be upset at me because I'm talking about bad things. But, I mean, these are things that happen and can happen in our community. And I don't want them to happen. I want something to be done so it doesn't happen. So it's assured that it won't happen. Now, I will say the schools around here are pretty good about being on lockdown. I will say that. That is a huge, big, massive plus. Having to go in and go out, you have to check in and whatnot. But still, I mean, it's just. And what's even more maddening about it is the stuff that they do to quote unquote protect the children. Like the other day, they decided to fire a principal because, you know, they showed some kids a statue of Michelangelo's David. I'm sorry, but that's not protecting the children from anybody. Kids don't need to be protective from a hundreds-year-old statue. That's not going to stop bullets. It's ridiculous and frustrating and scary. And again, I know this is not why you listen to 101.5 Bob Rocks. I get that. But as a human being, as a parent, as a father, as someone who actually cares about kids and their safety and protecting them in real life, we got to do something. I mean, I can't imagine any parent right now is saying to themselves, hey, good job. They got rid of that principal who, took the kids to see that statue. That's protecting my kid. You know what I mean? Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest. I thank you for indulging me, but you know, we're a community. We got to talk about these things. We've got more rock on the way right now. It's Jelly Roll. Bob Rocks.